There were two different factions in the temple. There were the Pharisees and there were the Sadducees. The Pharisees believed in eternal life. And as we saw in today's Holy Gospel, right at the very top, some of the Sadducees who say there's no resurrection came to Jesus. And so the easy way to remember that is the Sadducees do not believe in eternal life. And that is so sad, you see. As we know, and as we have read time after time in the Holy Gospels, Jesus spent quite a bit of time ministering to lepers and other people who were considered as outcasts by the community. They were sinful, unclean. Lepers by law had to announce themselves as people approached. They had to shout, "Unclean!" to anyone that was nearby. Could you just imagine the emotional scars that must have been left on those people? Besides, and probably greater than the physical scars that they had or the parts of their limbs that had fallen off. Those who were considered unclean had to live in total abandonment, rejection, hatred, anger, mockery, and abuse. It sounds like a political campaign, but that's not the idea. Jesus reached out to those who were unclean. He reached out to those and he touched those and confirmed their faith and their importance in the eyes of Almighty God. And then he restored them to a right place in society by instructing them, go to the priest. If you remember not too long ago, in Luke chapter 17, there were the 10 lepers. And Jesus healed them and instructed them to go to the priest. And only one came back. And Jesus asked where the other 9 were. And he turns to this now healed Samaritan and he says, stand up and go. Your faith has made you well. If you remember, another time Jesus was heading because Jairus' daughter was dying. And he was going to bring her back to life. And he was stopped by a woman who had a bleeding issue for 12 years. The poor woman had endured the suffering of hemorrhaging, spending all that she had on doctors, living in despair and emotional trauma. And she also was declared unclean. So she was in isolation, anger, rejection, and shame. And somehow she knew that if she could only touch the hem of Jesus' garment, that her life would suddenly change, would be transformed, would be made new. She did touch his garment, and sure enough, the bleeding stopped instantly. Mark's gospel says the woman, fearing and trembling, aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. What's important is that these powerful words told the truth and touched the heart. Jesus compassionately and selflessly stopped what he was doing right then and there and the mission that he was on for Jairus' daughter. And he listened to her story. He didn't cut her off and say, listen, I have another place to go. He listened to her telling him the whole truth of what was going on in her life. And he gave her his undivided attention, just as he does when we pray to him. He didn't rush off, and instead he heard the depth of her faith, and then he told her that it was her faith that healed her. She put her faith in Christ alone. I want to suggest to you today that just as Jesus went to the cross to free us from sin and death, offering eternal life and forgiveness of sins that we've repented of, he also took our illness and disease with him, offering healing to those who faithfully receive it. I want you to hear these words from Peter's first letter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his wounds you were healed. The prophet Isaiah proclaims the very same thing. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we're healed. We can be healed in Christ alone. I want to encourage you to ask God to give you the courage to seek in faith the healing that Christ has already paid for you. Ask Jesus to prepare your hearts and minds now and seek his healing. If you're in need of healing and anointing, please come forward in just a few moments during this service. God wants you to be healed. He wants you to receive the precious gift that he has for people who have faith in the name that has been given above all names, Jesus Christ alone. In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John were going into the temple, into the beautiful gate. And they passed a man who had been crippled since birth. I want you to hear what Peter said to that man. He said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." The apostles continue to pray for healing and wonders, all in the power of one name, Jesus. Even though the Sanhedrin forbade them to talk about that name, we are healed in Christ alone. And finally, in the epistle of James, James asks, "Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." As Jesus told many and tells each one of us here today personally, your faith has made you well.
Light of the world, by God, this flame. Father, thank you for the words that we just sang that are the truth of the gift of your Son. He came so that we, in body, mind, and spirit, may be his and his alone. And here, in the love of Christ, we live.